Salam everyone, and welcome to our Universal Mantra Meditation online class. So nice to see everyone here tonight. Thanks God. This class is given to share a natural wonder. We meditate not to escape the world, but to learn to live in the world, but to be not of the world. So what does meditation mean? Meditation means to calm and still the mind. And in that calm, quiet mind, our emotions are stilled. And there is no turbulence of the mind. Then the soul becomes a reflection of the truth. So like a still lake, which reflects the self, so the self will reflect the oneness with the self, the universe. The scripture tells us, be still and know that I am God. So to pray to God is to talk to Him. To meditate is to listen to Him. In this class, we experience mantra meditation. We use the universal mantra that has been given to all by Maitreya. And the proper use of this mantra can bring enough control over the mind to produce that calm mind that we all desire. So let us now pronounce the mantra, Hari Om Shri Hung Om Nam Kevalam, which means the goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity, God, is everything. These are Sanskrit words. We all come from that divinity. In our meditation, we recognize the importance of our breath. And our breathing is unique with the mission, the process in breathing, that stillness between our in-breath and our out-breath. And breathing from the diaphragm controls the breath to a greater degree, where your lungs are expanded to the fullest, allowing a full in-breath and out-breath. And we recognize that stillness between our in-breath and out-breath. And we ideate on the mantra. Hari Om Shri Hung. Pause. Recognize that stillness. Breathe out. Om Nam Kevalam. And pause again. And recognize that stillness. And in that stillness, we ideate the meaning. The goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity, God, is everything. In this meditation process, we are guided to move the energies of our chakras from the lowest to the highest. The chakras are our seven invisible energy centers in the body. You can imagine a thin cord running from the top of your head, the center, crown chakra, all the way down through the center of your body, down to the base of your spine. There is a very delicate channel, a passageway in that center of the central nerve. This passageway is where the central current flows. It is through this channel that the spiritual force latent at the base of the spinal cord, which is called the Kundalini, is raised to its goal, or seventh spiritual center. So we need to create an environment that supports our meditation. And become more aware of our body and the things that affect it and how they affect it, whether it's a positive or negative. So we become aware of what we eat and what we drink, the places we go, what our eyes see and our ears hear. We become more respectful of our body and our mind, and we begin to focus on the higher things in life. So now, before we begin the meditation process, we find a comfortable place to sit with your spine erect, either sitting on a pillow where the base of your spine is lifted a little, or sitting in a chair, or even lying down, which is not actually recommended because you can fall asleep too easily. But what is good for each of you? If you have a problem sitting straight and must lie down, then of course that is fine too. But for those who have a choice, the first choice is to sit yogi style on your pillow with your spine lifted just a little, or to sit in a straight back chair where your spine remains erect. The more stable the body, the more stable the mind. And when you are comfortable and ready to meditate, take a few moments to focus on your breath and allow yourself to breathe deeper and quieter and slower and more regular. And as we quiet our mind, we harmonize the nervous system, and meditation will flow more easily. Again, the mantra, Hari Om Shri Hung, Om Nam Kevalam, is breathed in and breathed out. Breathing in the first part, Hari Om Shri Hung, pausing, ideate the meaning. The goal of the life is to become divine. Breathing out, Om Nam Kevalam, and again pausing and ideate the meaning. The goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity, God, is everything. So now we'll begin the meditation process. And halfway through, we're going to pause and be in stillness and meditation for about 5 minutes, and then reverse the process. So let us take a moment to be still. Let our energies come together as one in God. Sitting comfortably, back and neck straight, relaxed position. Close your eyes and again relax your body, releasing any tension or tense feelings. Be completely relaxed. Now, imagine that your consciousness self is expanding outward. It fills the whole room. Remember where each object is located in the room, then expand yourself to fill the whole house. Remember where each room is and whatever you can remember about the place. Now expand yourself to fill the whole city. Remember where each road is as much as you can. Then fill the state, the province, the whole country, the continent, all the continents, and the whole earth. In each step, try to visualize the shape of the vision, the relevance of the part you are expanding from to other parts. Now that you have filled the whole earth, visualize gently leaving your body, and you are sitting on the topmost part of the earth. Visualize peace on earth to all men. Send good thoughts and visualize they penetrate each individual and the earth. You are a channel for God's will. Say in your mind, His kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Imagine that now you are leaving the earth and you are going toward outer space. You pass the moon, the planets in our solar system, the stars, and you go beyond our solar system. You pass our galaxy, then the other galaxies. You are going toward the center of the universe. You pass the stars faster and faster until you reach the center of the universe. You slow down and most humbly enter into the center of the universe. A brilliant, misty, blue light, the most relaxing and loving, healing energy ever encountered. Most humbly, enter this brilliant blue light and sit in it and let it enter your body through your toes. As it enters your toes become so relaxed that you feel you have no toes. It enters your feet the same. They become most relaxed, then your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs. This light continues to fill you, and it enters your first chakra, your second, your third, your fourth, and fifth chakras. As it enters each of these chakras, it purifies and opens them. The light continues purifying and enters your sixth chakra. Now, gaze at the sixth chakra between your eyebrows. Now the blue light is the most brilliant white. Keep your back and neck straight. Breathe in deeply and listen, repeating the first part of your mantra. Hari Om Shri Hung. Realize the stillness, that moment between breathing in and breathing out, and breathe out the second part of your mantra, Om Nam Kevalam, and recognize that stillness between breathing out and breathing in. Breathe with the rhythm of your mantra. And now continue this process until there is no thought left but the rhythm of your mantra and your mind is still. Be still and know that I am God. If anything internal is disturbing your meditation, any thought, desire, gently bring your mind back to the rhythm of your meditation, your mantra, the breath, the stillness between breathing, and let go of disturbances. Many things will try to prevent you to gain control over your mind. Be sincere and diligent in your meditation and be relaxed. And now we'll meditate together for another 5 minutes in stillness and quietness, and then we will reverse the process. And now, when done meditating, reverse the process. Close your chakras by letting the purifying light stay with you. Within your purified chakras, keep the light and love that entered you. God will remain with you. And now gently come out of the blue light with utmost respect, facing the light. Return from the center of the universe, past the stars, the galaxies, our galaxy, and return to our solar system, past the planets, the moon, and come and sit on top of the earth and remember, peace on earth and goodwill to all men. Now pledge that you are an instrument for His will. You are a channel to do His will, to bring His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. See your peace that you received from this brilliant light is on the earth. It penetrates every individual and the earth. Feel the earth now and slowly re-enter your body. And withdraw from filling the earth, all the continents, the continent you are in, the country, the state, the province, the city, the house, and the room that you are in, and come back to your body. In this process, we have expanded our consciousness to cover the universe, but we return to our body. Although we have a universal approach, we live and act where we are in the present. We become a channel for God, who is the universe, but we act locally. Think universally, but act locally. Now gently open your eyes, return to the external world, and know that those who meditate on God are in the world but not of it. You have met the energy of the Lord and are filled with it now. Let it flow through you to others. Be a channel for His will. Do not let them take you to Maya, the illusion of separation from God. You take them to God. Oneness with God, Spirit, Atman. After you have recognized that stillness, then you can stay with that recognition and realize it all through the day without needing formal meditation. If the rhythm somehow is lost, go back to the mantra until the rhythm returns. Hari Om Shri Hum. Om Nam Kevalam. The goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity, God, is everything. Salam to everyone. All thanks to the Father for this time together.